It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Do you wonder why I wore this funny turban today? Oh, I have lots of different hats to show you. Lots of things we can do together today. How are you? Good. I'm well, too. I'll just leave this on a while. I like the way it dangles. Do I look different to you? Do I? Sometimes hats do make people look different. Well, it's Mr. Rogers. I'll show you. See? Put it back on. And people sound different, too. Everybody sounds different, and everybody looks different. Isn't that wonderful? Well, I have a little tape on a tape recorder, and right on that tape are some people's voices. Have you ever heard a tape recording? Well, you can hear this one. Let's see if
meow,
you can
get... beautiful day, meow, meow, neighborhood.
See if you can guess who they are.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Who else?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, dear.
Oh, I know her.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
You know him, don't you, at the castle?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, everybody.
He lives in the clock.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Now, I'll put it back to the beginning, sort of like a record, you know. People's voices on there. Put it back to the beginning. And I'll show you some pictures that go with the voices. Everybody sounds different. Everybody looks different. She's the first one. See if I have it right.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
No, that's X. Isn't it? Yeah.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, dear.
There's Lady Elaine.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Edgar Cook.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, everybody.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
King Friday. Now I'll just have to go back and look for Henrietta's voice. She was way at the beginning. See if I can find it. There. See, it's just on a little piece of tape like that. Just a little piece of tape those voices are. Now, Henrietta, we're trying to find your voice. See if we can. Here's your picture. Where's your voice?
Meow, meow, beautiful day, meow, meow, neighborhood.
Good, Henrietta. Say we did find it. A voice and a face for each one of our friends. Now let's see more of the hats, okay? Bet you could tell the difference. Well, for instance, your mommy or your dad, if you just heard them somewhere, somewhere away. You know, everybody's different. And everybody's fancy. You are, and so am I. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. Girls are girls right from the start. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can be the mummies, only the girls. Only boys can be the daddies. Yes, sir, everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Aaron Gobrach. All kinds of hats. I want you to see them. Bonjour, messieurs et mesdames. French beret. Oh, here's a sailor's hat. Ever wear a sailor hat? Oh, this one looks like King Friday's crown. Oh, here's something that Robin Hood might have worn. See the point out there? Robin Hood helped a lot of people. Oh, this looks kind of like Robin Hood. This is an admiral's hat. I like this one. Looks like a squashed up hat, doesn't it? It's for the opera, so a man can put under his arm or store it easily. And all you do is go, and out it comes. And we'll put it back. Once more, okay? Can't do that with any hat. No. Just has to be the collapsible kind. Here's the kind people wear when they graduate from school. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want you to see this one. This one makes me think of somebody we know. Somebody who sings all his work. Does that make you think of Edgar Cook? Does it? Uh-oh. Talking of Edgar Cook, look what's happening over. Hello. Hi, Edgar. We were just talking about you. Oh, Willie Saunders is at the castle. Want to exercise? Okay, we'd like to come and exercise with you. Should we count to 13? All right, you ready to count to 13? Good, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Very good, Your Majesty.
Thank you.
Try to get your elbows up a little higher. Your elbows. That's better, better. And hold. Oh. So you see, Your Majesty, it really doesn't make any difference whether you're tall or short, or you have long arms or short arms. You can just do your very best.
Of course I shall.
We all can.
Thank you. Do you have another exercise for us, Coach?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact, Your Majesty. And I'll tell you what we're going to do now. Move away, just, that's it, right there. Now spread your feet, and we're going to put our arms way out to the side, and we're going to bend our trunk this way, and bring our hands together, and twist this way, and bring our hands together. Try it with me. Ready? Begin. And now twist your body, and twist, I'm going to watch, twist, and twist. You're doing good. Twist and twist. You're doing very good too, Your Majesty.
Thank you. You're doing well
really
yourself.
Really twist now. Twist. And twist. Again. Twist. And twist. And let's all stop.
It's very much like dance, isn't it?
Yes, I like that one very, very much, Your Majesty.
Graceful.
Would you like to do another one?
Yes, I would, thank you.
Very good. You're invited to do one with us. This time, now make sure that you're not going to get near anything and you don't want to knock anything down because we're going to have to get down on the floor and put our hands down and put our feet way, way back. Now bring one foot up and now change places with your feet. Just like that. Do it again. Change places with your feet, just like that. Let me see you do it. Very good. That's our exercise. And here we go. And... switch. Change. Change and change. This is almost like going up great big mountain. And to the top.
Oh, it's strenuous, is it not?
That was quite a high mountain.
Yes, climbing mountains.
Would you like to do another one? Would you like to do another one?
If it's not too difficult.
No,
Mr.
I don't think this is too difficult, except for the counting.
Yes, very
We're going
well.
To have to watch the counting. And I think you have a lot of fun with this, and I think you will, too. Put your hands on your hips, and we're going to bend forward, two, three, four, and then side, two, three, four, and back, two, three, four, and side, two, three, four. Now, here comes a change, because we're only going to go three. Front, two, three, side, two, three, back, two, three, side, two, three, and we're going to go two, front, two, side, two, back, two, side, two. Now one, front, side, back, side, and front again. We're going to have a lot of fun with this.
It's a 4-3-2-1 exercise, is it not?
4-3-2-1. We're counting backwards.
Very well.
All right, you all with me? Here we go. Ready? Begin. And front, two, three, four, side, two, three, four. Back, two, three, four, side, two, three, four, front, two, three, side, two, three, back, two, three, side, two, three, front, two, side, two, back, two, side, two, front, side, back, side, and that's all.
Excellent, Mr. Saunders.
Excellent. Thank you, Your Majesty.
Thank you. I have an engagement for tea at the moment. So
well, I want you to keep up the good work, Your Majesty.
Thank you very much, Mr. Saunders.
Bye, my Majesty.
Farewell, sir. Farewell until
Listen,
the next time.
Why don't you and I just go over to the other part of make-believe and see what's going on? Come on. How are you today? Physically fit? Good. That's what I like to hear. Good. And you keep up the good work, too. And I'll see you later. Bye.
Eagle.
That's right. It's called the Golden Eagle. Now, the Golden Eagle is gold in color.
The Golden Eagle is gold in color. Oh, my, it has a nice beak. You have a nice beak, too, X, but you're blue. You're not gold.
Oh, that's right, but I'm a blue owl.
But why are you blue?
Well, my mother's blue, and my father's blue. And all my brothers and sisters are blue, Why, I come from a blue family, that's why.
Hi, bird lovers.
Oh, hello there, Royal Coach. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Mr. Saunders. How in the world are you?
Great today. And how are you all?
Oh, we're just fine.
I'm getting my bird lesson, dear. Yesterday I was a dove, and today I think I'll be an eagle. That's what this is, a golden eagle.
Lady Elaine likes to pretend she's the birds that she's learning about.
Oh, I see.
Do you know that this bird has an enormous eyes, and its eyes weigh more than its brain?
Can it see very well with those big eyes?
Hey, can it ever, Mr. Saunders? You know that eagles can see small things more than a mile away?
Golly, that's better than people can do.
That's true.
You see why I want to be an eagle today?
Well, sure. Why don't we do some eagle exercises?
Do you know something, X?
What?
That's just what I was doing with King Friday.
Is that right?
Yes, I was.
Hey, well, how did you do it?
Well, we just stood like this, and we put our hands up like this.
Yeah.
And we stretched them out and turned our body and put them back and put our arms out again.
Yeah.
And turned our body and brought them right back again.
Great, let's try that.
Just like that. That's just like an eagle, you know.
Oh, sure.
You want to try it with me?
Yes, please. And one word, please. One word to the birds who are watching. Whenever he says arms, you think wings, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Ready?
Ready?
Begin.
Nifty. Don't do it too fast, birds, or you'll take off.
Let's do two more.
All right.
It's one.
One.
Two. That was good.
Wasn't that good?
Do I look any more like the golden eagle?
I think you look very nice today, Lady Elaine.
Good.
Hey, I want to tell you something. You know what I like?
What do you like, X?
I like to play hide and seek.
You really do?
Okay.
That's one of my favorite games, too.
Me first.
Oh, well, I think we should let Mr. Saunders be first. After all, he's our guest.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Well, let me see now. You hide first.
All right.
And
you hide your eyes.
Yeah, and we will count.
All right,
okay?
You count.
We'll count. How far do you want us
well,
to count?
Count real high. Count all the way up to 10 and a third.
Okay, 10 and a third. Sounds
all right,
just like
hide your eyes.
Okay.
Ready?
Hide your eyes, Lady Elaine.
And count.
One, two, three, four,
five, six, seven, eight, nine,
10 and one third.
Well, where do you suppose he went?
I don't know, but why don't I go over that way and you go over that way?
All right, dear. See you later.
Okay, come along.
You come with me. Hey, there you are.
Oh,
hey,
can you find me already,
sure.
X?
Hey, Lady Elaine.
Oh.
Lady Elaine, I found him.
Oh, he found me.
Oh, where were you hiding?
Well, I was hiding right down here in front of the museum, and X just came up and caught me just as fast as
good.
An eagle.
Good. Well, it's my turn now, okay?
That's right. Ladies next.
All right.
With me.
I'll go hide. Now, you boys count to seven and a half.
Seven and a half. And I'll help you hide your eyes.
Okay, fine.
All right?
Okay, bye.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
I'm not peeking.
This is like out playing owl eyes. Seven and a half. Where do you suppose she is?
I don't know. Which way are you going?
I'll go that way.
I'll go this way.
Okay, fine.
Go.
Here I am, right at the factory.
Hoot! Hoot! I found her!
Here I am. Oh, Lady Elaine, were you here all the time?
Yes, I thought it'd be a good place to hide.
Okay. I find her.
It's my turn, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you fellas, you count, let me see, 8 3/4.
Eight and three quarters.
8 3/4.
Goodbye.
Bye.
1 2 3 4 5. Good.
Six.
You count the rest.
7 8 and 3/4.
3/4. Good.
Let's go.
Let me see. I'll go that way. You go this way.
All right. Okay. Good. Oh, X.
I came right back to my tree.
I'll tell you, you just came up and I came up at the same time, and you scared me even more than Lady... Where's Lady Elaine?
Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine, where are you?
Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine.
I found him.
Lady Elaine.
Oh, I found him. You scared me even more than you did.
Oh, where were you, dear?
I came back to the tree.
He was like a homing pigeon.
Right, now it's your turn.
Gee, listen, I'd like to play some more with you, but I have to go to my swimming classes.
Oh, not even one more round.
Not even one more. I'm awfully sorry.
Are you a swimming coach, too?
Yep.
Oh, boy, are you ever something. Well, have a good swim, Coach
Thank you.
Saunders.
Thanks for playing with us,
Will. Oh, that's all right. Maybe we can play again sometime.
I hope so. See you soon. Bye.
Bye, dear.
Bye, neighbors.
Hey, let's play one more time, okay?
Okay, now let me see, where will I hide? Maybe clear over at Daniel's clock.
And then we'll have another lesson tomorrow, okay?
Okay, dear. Toot toot.
Goodbye. And whenever you play hide and seek, if you're a bird, have a happy time. Hiding behind the tassel cap. Mm-hmm. You ever play peekaboo? It's like hide and seek. Where's Mr. Rogers? Peekaboo. Once more, right? Where's Mr. Rogers? Peekaboo. Now, what about that exercise? Did you think I looked like an eagle with that beak out like that? Did you? That exercise that they did about the eagle, was it like this? You do it? Stretches your arms, doesn't it? Bum, 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 bum. Do, 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 do. Once more. Good. I had a friend who told me that the best thing you could do when you sat down was to put your elbows in like this and then just go like this. Keep your elbows touching. Very good for your back. The letters are the same way. Each one of them has a different look and a different sound. That's an A. Mm-hmm. I'm going to find an E, though, because that's what eagle starts with. Where are you, E? Here it is. E. Can you say eagle? E. Okay. I'm going to make the E come very close to you. You go very close to my friend, E, all right? Closer and closer it goes. Now, E, will you come farther away from my friend? Farther and farther and farther away. Going farther and farther away, the E. Good for you. All right, come closer now. Closer. Say E, will you, while it comes closer to you? E. Now say it softer and softer as it goes away. E. Okay, now the other side is the little E. Now it'll come closer to you, okay? And say it louder when it comes closer to you. E. All
right now. Come further away now. And say it softer when it goes further away. Thank you, E. Big E, little E. If all of the letters looked alike, we wouldn't know what they were all about, would we? I mean, for instance, if all of the letters looked like B and they all sounded like B, here's a way we'd read. Like that. But we've got an infinite variety of letters, just the way we have an infinite variety of faces in the world and voices in the world. Why don't you have an infinite variety party with your mom and dad sometimes? You know what that means? Infinite variety. So many different ones you can't even count them. Infinite variety. Could you say that? Infinite variety. Good. I like the way you talk. And I like the way you look, too. You help that infinite variety in the world, you know that? Sure you do. Well, wait a minute. That's a K. I always liked the K. Stands for kitchen. And I like all the alphabet. Why don't we just sing the alphabet song together? All right? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. That's all of them in our alphabet. And that's all of the time we have together today. But you know when I'll be seeing you? Sure, tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. I like you just the way you are. Infinite variety. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.